prisma con el contacto con la luz, con la luz, con la luz, con la luz,
Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together. I'm Dr. Short. Today, stronger immunity and better nutrition are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best provides 6 times more vitamin D, the same as 10 times more vitamin D. All of these are strong immune system and
Я не знаю, что это. Asociado a Cuyahú, Cocan. Hacia otro. No se preocupe por la defensa que nos dice que el mismo sea bueno. Es el mecanismo de los derechos humanos y de la República. Asociado a la radio Tandilla. Esta es ella, Sarta.
Dave Powell from Montclair has a 13-year-old daughter since as a young woman of color, she is someone to look up to.
And she's really, I mean, she's so qualified, and she's going to do such a good job and be a great partner for Joe Biden, and it'll just make us proud every single day.
Dr. Alan Sanders, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at St. Peter's University, says this is not only historic, but Vice President-elect Harris will now play a special role in the Democratic Party.
Thank you. Thank you. a little bit of brand new here. Science is now a large science of marketing. Actually, it's happy. You know what's going on? It's really fast. It's really fun.
Joe Biden said to address the American people in the next few minutes, the first time has started in April. The day of celebration for Biden to order the traffic
lineup today was among the throng of young people who were cheering in front of the White House when the news that the Biden-Harris pickle had won late this morning. Lenny, what did it sound like in downtown D.C. today?
Well, Stephen, it wasn't just young people. It was people of all ages. It was parents and their children. Even people carrying their pets with them. You saw every artery leading to the White House with cars honking their horns, people cheering, arms up in the air with a sense of joy. This brought together all of these people who had been waiting 4 years, living through what they said were years of division and grievance, and the people on the streets felt as if a weight had been lifted from their shoulders. The feel out there was a sense of history, a sense of redemption, a sense of relief, and an affirmation that our democracy isn't broken, but the people's voices have been heard. There was also this patriotic feeling. People were waving flags. They were pointing to their children. All of the markers of history were about feeling that they were in this moment of change that will be written about in the years ahead. There were two quotes that stood out to me. One man was throwing water on the streets, basically shouting at the top of his lungs, "This is what America is all about." And another, he's smiling at police officers, he's fighting for his family. Because they were doing that thing. Thank you.
have been dismissed in a slew of states, Georgia, Nevada, just to name a few. At this point, seems like an impossible battle. Meanwhile, here at the White House today, also quiet, even a bit dancing. This comes after Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tested positive for COVID-19. The FDA has learned, along with at least four other White House staff.
reports tonight that this device uncorrelated uncoronavirus test results on Monday. CBS News special report.
and politics that will address the problems of our society and create situations that are necessary.
Several months. Agreed. Silence. Okay.
asking people to root out systemic racism in our justice system and society, to combat the climate crisis, to unite our country and heal the